Hello, good afternoon, everybody. So today I have Stefan Leopold, who is an inventor, author, philanthropist, music producer, cybersecurity specialist, and is often featured on Forbes magazine. Stefan, you're very welcome. How are you?
Very well. How about yourself? Thank
I'm
you.
good, thank you very much. Stefan, just to start off, maybe just let the listeners know at home just a little bit about yourself, please.
Well, my journey into cybersecurity started when I was 8 years old. And I did this because it was the only thing I was really interested in. I was very shy because I was adopted and I always felt like I had no value. Going forward into that, I was kind of running a little bit away from my own mind, and I lived in multiple countries until I realized you can't run away. And then I ended up being homeless. And I'm also the inventor, after I was homeless, obviously, of the privacy screens and the stickers you put on your laptop cameras. And yeah, today I just do my living best to make the world a better place.
So just for the viewers, the listeners rather at home, you talk about I only found this out a week ago that you were behind this, and it is genius. Can you explain exactly what it is that you invented for mobile phones and laptops?
So at some point, I took products that already exist. So I put one and two together and made it three. So I took a product that was invented before, which is called microlouver, and I combined it with certain materials, and it became the privacy screen that you can attach to your Microsoft or Apple MacBook. And then I also invented the first color-changing privacy screen that is unbreakable, that you can take off your phone, you can wash it, you can put it back, you can hammer a nail in the wall if you need to, and it can break. And then because all of this knowledge I have about hacking is how to keep people safe. So I also had a request from a customer, which he gave me a $1 million idea, saying, can you figure something out when you put a privacy screen on your laptop that it doesn't cover my sticker for the cameras, like a piece of paper. And I was like, well, why I don't just invent a sticker that you can put on the camera? And so I invented the sticker that is called camera shutter. So that was actually not my idea. It was basically indirectly given to me. I just took the opportunity to make it.
Wow, that's impressive. Wow, I didn't know that. Every time I speak to you, I always find out a little bit more. Stefan is one of those people that it's more like, what do you not do than what you do do? Stefan, tell me, what are your passions?
Well, my passion is actually, I think when you break it down, with everything in general that I do is helping people. Like, I could fix a broken laptop that is worth $20 for 15 hours to get the data back from a wedding to make somebody's day. The feeling of accomplishment by helping others is my passion, I think. Like, helping others is my passion.
That's good. And have you ever studied personal development along your journey? I know your background. You talked to me before about exactly what you've just shared with the listeners, but have you ever done any form of personal development? Because you have a very positive outlook in life. I know that from speaking to you. And nothing is impossible. You've just actually come back from a marathon, didn't you? You did the
Yeah, I did a Spartan race for almost 10 kilometers. So yes, personal development. But no, I did not. I think my personal development has something to do to on the back of my book, it basically says, if people tell me you cannot, I will say, watch me. So every time somebody told me you're stupid, you don't have any value, you can't do this, I had this urge all my life to show that I have value, that I was worth keeping for my real parents. And so my development was basically fall on the face, learn a lesson, get up, and be better. And that's just it.
One of the things that really excited me was it 2 months ago that you produced your song? Was it 2 months ago? Was
Yes.
it little, yeah. So Stefan decided one day, although he's never made a song or an album, not even written a song. So he decided one day, you know what? I'm going to write my own song. And when I tell you, it gives you shivers every time I've even listened to the Spanish version, I get shivers all through my body. It just touches your soul. If people want to listen to the song, where can they find it?
Well, the song is on all major platforms from like Spotify, iTunes, Deezer, tons of, I think it's around about 60 platforms, and the song is called Shattered Magic. And that the song was more like a divine intuition. I sat down and I just wrote the song in 15 minutes, had no idea what to do with it. And then I reached out to my network. And at the end of the day, the song was produced with the help of Justin Bieber's mixer, of some of Sebastian from El Divo, the son of Barbra Streisand, the Platinum Recording producing a guy who worked with Carlos Santana, etc. So it was really interesting when you don't give up, what you can actually accomplish. You know, the song is out there in English, and hopefully in the next 2, 3, 4 weeks in Spanish as well.
The one thing I've always admired about you, Stefan, is you're a very, very humble person. And when you just say, oh, and Barbra Streisand, Justin Bieber, as if, you know, it's nothing, it's so blasé. Oh, Barbra Streisand, how could you? These are big names and these are people in your circles. And wow, that's impressive. I'm very. So tell me this, what is your why? What is the thing that's driving you most in life?
Well, I think the biggest wake-up call was when I finally thought I was on top of the world. I had influence. I had financial. I was financially well off, and I thought, well, this is it. And then I got sick with having cancer, and I realized, like, whatever I thought is so important in life meant nothing. And if you can actually say you're healthy and you can hug the people you really care about, at the end of the day, that's it. So I realized my why is. Making, if you go to bed and you make one person's life better, your life is not in vain, right? And that's my why. Like the interesting thing is, if you surround yourself with very successful people, they have the same why, because at some point you realize you can't buy time and you can't buy health, but the money you earn you can utilize to create a happy time or to improve your health, right? And so I think the why is just creating as much as possible a domino effect to make people better, because it reflects on you.
That's very true. And they always say that if you have a goal in life, if you write down your why, so those days that you're unmotivated, the days that you don't want to get up out of bed, or the days that perhaps you just haven't got it in you to do the things that you would normally do, having a good why in front of you will always motivate and encourage you to go further. And tell me this, what is your philanthropy?
Well, as I mentioned, after the cancer experience, I also saved a kid's life. And so it was really interesting. It was probably more like a wake-up call than everything else. I saved a small kid's, a girl's life, by making a newsletter, just one email to my network. And we raised in like 2 days $40,000 just to pay the medical bills of this little kid. And giving the check has never felt so good. Like, selfless giving was a great feeling. And I think, like, every time I give public speeches or events or part of my book or part of my products, last month I spoke in front of 1,000 people in New York, and then we went to a cancer hospital, and you see all these kids getting their chemo treatment and the parents standing there. So we basically bought 400 people dinner and coffee and all this stuff. And it was a small thing for me, but it meant the universe for somebody else. And so I think that's the why you can have, you know?
I think the world needs more people like you. I know you were telling me that anything you've recently become an author, and anything that you make from that book goes straight into these charities. Is that right?
That is correct. I don't keep the money. The money goes directly to help people. And it's really interesting. I always have in my car a couple of these books, and whenever I meet somebody where you know the saying, it says it takes one to see one. When I see somebody might have a pain or is in a dire situation, I just pull out a book, sign it, and tell them, hey, this was me, look at the page, when I was sleeping on the street and I only had a suitcase, that's me today, don't give up, keep pushing. And yeah, that's the best part. I mean, we run this Spartan race, and there was this one person that I would think was the only person in the race that inspired me. She was probably like 1.60 meters, and she had probably 150 kilograms. And everybody was like looking at her, laughing at her. Yeah, she's not gonna finish. She doesn't belong here, because it's like for athletes. And I walked up to her and I was like, listen, I admire you so much, because you take the hate from all of them and you go and you finish. And even your three friends left you behind because you're not fast enough. And she said, like, wow, this is like a hug to my heart. Thank you so much. And I was like, keep pushing, don't give up. because all the other athletes, if when I fly through these obstacles, it looks easy, but everything that looks easy takes years of practice, right? So I told her, if you keep doing it, keep pushing, you're going to be limitless. And it just gave her such an energy push. And it was, for me, nothing, just the truth in nice words. And it's amazing what the right words can do somebody.
Yeah, I do believe that. You remind me of David Goggins. I don't know if you've ever read his book, although he sounds a little bit more angrier. You're a little bit more positive than David, but David Goggins, This Is Going to Hurt. That's what you remind me of. There's nothing that you can't seem to do. So tell me this, three books that you like. I know if we were to read your book, we'd get great motivation and inspiration, but for you, what would your three books be?
I like reading books that enrich my knowledge. So I don't read novels where like girls and betray and all this stuff. So no. So one of the books that I like is Never Split the Difference. It's a book about mindset, about how you should negotiate deals in life. And I'm not talking about just financial. It could also be agreements between partners, couples, etc. So how to get what you want, but also let the other person win. So Never Split the Difference. Then there's a book which is called Extreme Ownership, which basically is fundamentals of life, accountability, responsibility. What I consider being a man is not having muscles, is if you mess up, own it, apologize, and find a solution and carry the load. That's what it is. And then, I would say like Spider Lie. It's very helpful because Spider Lie talks about body language and how do you get to read people in business, right? If you want to negotiate the deal, if you have four people in front of you, you know who's the leader, the decision maker, and what makes them uncomfortable or comfortable about your deal. So that's the books I really like.
Spider Lie. Do you know, I've never heard any of those books before, and I love anything to do with personal development, or, you know, I would consider myself an avid reader, but I've just wrote the three of them down. I will read them. And advice for your younger self, the million dollar question.
The million dollar question. I think I give you the quote of my grandmother, because she died when she was 100 years old. And I think she gave me the secret to life. She said, you don't remember what you did 72.5 days ago at 2 p.m. You don't know your emotional state, but you remember moments that you were really, really happy. She said, give away your energy only for things that make you happy, because that's the one you remember. So my advice to my younger self is surround yourself less with stupid people, be more happy and enjoy the moment, because you never know how long it lasts.
I do agree with that. And also, I think the people that I knew 15 years ago are completely different to the people that I know nowadays. And I do believe that your vibe attracts your tribe. You know, whatever you're into, you're going to attract that back at you. So I'm sure there's a lot of successful, motivating people in your circle. And that's interesting. Where do you think the future is going to go? I mean, you've done so much in the last few years. I can't keep up. People say this about me, but for you, you're just inspiring. Where do you think the future is going to go?
Well, I love cybersecurity. I will always do this. So I'm focusing more on my high value client or celebrities. And then that's where my passion is, bigger projects. But then also, I want to do more public speeches and events to educate the public, because especially when it comes to technology, kids are exposed everywhere, from social media to applications, et cetera, et cetera. So I want to make the world a safer place through education and public speeches. And I give a lot of speeches. And then I think maybe one of these dreams is like, hopefully finally finishing the script so we can produce a movie. I want to have a music producer and video producer on my resume. Like, that would be amazing. Like being in front of a camera as well. Well, I can't sing, I can't sing well. So maybe I can act.
We found something you can't do. You can't sing. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think that you'll come to the UK anytime soon?
Well, I think I wanted to. The question is just the craziness about all the flight plans now. Because I don't know what's going on in the world with the airlines, but for me, there is no logical reason. I just checked flight to China and it was for a week, $10,000. And There's no logical reason to pay around about $5,000 for an economy flight. The travel time, with there's no direct flight anymore because of the war in Russia, you have to do a detour. So the travel time was 2 days for a 13-hour direct flight, and it cost me 5K plus a week being there. So for 10K, I don't go a week to China. So I would love to go to the UK. I just, I want to wait until the craziness is over.
Wow. Do you have any form of formal education, or is everything that you learned self-taught?
Well, that's a very interesting question. So yes and no. So obviously I went to school, but everything that I know about technology, I educated myself, autodidactive. But then when I was working for Volkswagen and I wanted to get a job in the IT department, I could not because I didn't have the papers. So I was allowed to fix stuff. I was lent in the department when something was broken, but I was not allowed to work there. So I technically took all my studies, like my master, my bachelor, and my over 70 IT certifications, just to prove that I have the knowledge. So it's like you need a certificate to get the job, but I could do it anyways. But also, and I hope people don't get it the wrong way, you have to go to school, somebody who's listening, but making money is not what you learn in school. Being successful in life has nothing to do with school. School prepares you to be functioning in a certain ways, but the mentality of getting up when you get beaten down 10 times, you don't learn this in school. You learn this by lessons in life.
That's very true. I agree with you. I think the resilience in life is what you go through. What's the expression? We grow through what we go through, which is
right.
Very good. I think, it's a good saying. Tell me, if you were to have a magic wand and you could do anything that you wanted to do, what would that be? And there was nothing. I know that there's no stopping you in a lot of things, but there must be something out there that you say, do you know, I'd love to do this, but...
Well, there's only one thing that bothers me every day recently in the last 2-3 years. I don't have anything that I need. I just do what I want, but I would take away greed. I would take away greed from people. If I have a magic wand and it worked that way, I would take away greed.
That is a really good answer. And I agree. Greed is literally what is destroying so many places, countries, people, families. Yeah,
right.
That's a good answer. I haven't got that one before, Stefan. Okay, so we have 3 minutes left. I'm going to wrap this up so that we're not booted off. And I just want to thank you for your time. I know you're a busy man. And do you think you'll be writing any more books coming up in the near future?
Yes. Well, the first book is called The Decision, The Sky Is Not the Limit. The second book is called Self-Made. And the third one is called Synapses. And it's basically... The first one obviously tells the story from me being homeless to like making $1 million in a year and expanding globally and making business globally. The second one basically talks about self-made after I sold my companies and what was the next step, how I learned to manage money correctly, because I never learned that in school. And the third one basically is book one, book two in my life, and now what's next, what people do, which really enriches your heart. Because if you take money out of the equation of your life, right? If you wouldn't have to worry about money, what would you do with your time that enriches your life? And that's the third book about.
You're like the perfect yin and yang. You've got the humble empathy in your heart because you've gone, you know, you don't just talk to talk. You can do it all. You've had your experience in life. But the fact that you are taking that pain, turning it into something so much bigger than you could have ever imagined, I'm sure, when you were younger. I mean, wow. Congratulations. Thank you so much, Stefan. Good to see you again. Bye-bye.
Thank you.